This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Here it is, April 11th, and, you know, coming up on Monday is a pretty big day. April 15th is always something special.
The middle of April.
Tax day. And see, that you've already forgotten. We had a conversation earlier. I said, "Woo! I finally got my taxes done yesterday, submitted, everything sent off. I always use TurboTax, and forms submitted and accepted by Kentucky and the federal government.
Good job.
And you looked at me and said, "Yeah, I need to get on that. I got to do my taxes. What are they due?" I'm like, "Monday."
I knew it was coming up.
But they're due Monday. And you haven't even started?
Well, I have the weekend to do them. And I've used TurboTax in the past. In our W-2s, they're all digital.
Yeah.
So it kind of like fills it in for you. Right?
Well, you're hoping so. Look at you. You're a mess over there.
I know.
Right? Yeah.
I'm on top of it because, you know, I want that little bit of cash back or whatever.
Yeah.
So usually like January 15th or as soon as it's available, I'm on it.
Why haven't you done it this year?
Oh, God. I put everything off in my life nowadays, I guess.
All right.
This probably just drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Oh, see, I mean, I did this by design because I owed a little bit. So I'm like, oh, you
big
know.
Big money over there.
No, I'm just like, I've got to wait till the last minute to give them the money.
I got to figure out, like, I got divorced. I moved. I probably got a lot of things. I got a couple days.
Ashley, you need to do this because you got to understand. I mean, you have to have, if you're going to do like, well, I mean, if you're getting money back, I guess it doesn't matter. But if you
I was thinking I'd get money back. I don't know.
You have to pay and get it, you know, transferred over to the IRS before a certain date.
And now I need to now you got me a little freaked out. I'm like getting into ADP, our, you know, payment system here to download the W-2s. And guess what? My password's expired. I got to figure that out first.
Didn't you get one in the mail? Because you get them on there and you also get them in the mail
as
well.
I don't know. Did it go to my old house? I don't know.
Meg, really get yourself in order here.
Get my life
together. Get your house together.
Aye, Big Dave.
Here it is. I already know what's going to be happening. I'm going to be getting a call Sunday afternoon around 5 o'clock. Help me.
You know, I do have my stepmom, Lisa. She's helped me in the past. And I literally, when we started talking about it, I sent her a message and was like, can you help me with my taxes this weekend? I'll see how far I can get on my own today.
What a message.
But today I'm so busy.
Message to wake up to. But
oh, yeah. Also, good morning.
Something all too familiar for those that live in the Ashley universe there.
Don't get done. Everything will be fine and the world will keep turning. She just texted me back.
Uh-oh.
Sure. Maybe Saturday? See?
Once again.
2 days ahead.
You know, she gets free food when she's trying to save money on a budget, and now free tax advice.
Don't hate, it's my stepmom.
What's up on the roadways, Denise?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I was talking about how TikTokers were kind of up in arms at Starbucks spring menu, which is pretty much everything lavender drinks, you know, lattes. I was like, when did lavender become a thing? Anyway, didn't have lavender lemonade. So they started buying Starbucks lemonades and putting lavender powder in it and making their own.
Smart.
So now Starbucks has added lavender lemonade to their official spring menu, and because they're losing business. They caved to the pressure there. Well, the people are still buying their lemonades, but they thought, hey, give the people what they want. Lisa from Delhi, I was saying, when did this big craze of drinking lavender start? Because it feels like lavender should just be potpourri to me, or bath scents or something like that.
I've had a lavender latte, and it was disgusting.
Uh-oh.
See, now I can't think, like, if you said I'm going to have a lemon latte, I would know what that might taste like. Pomegranate, I'm going to know what that tastes like. I have no idea what lavender would taste like.
I think potpourri might be a good description where you're just kind of like, you know.
It is, and it tastes like soap. It was really gross.
Soap.
Now, I've opened up the Starbucks app, and it's funny because, you know, I just usually fly on, like, autopilot and go right to what I normally order, whatever. Mm-hmm. As soon as you open it here, I mean, it's the first thing. Lemonade, lavender, love. Ooh la, lavender. So you could try, Big Dave, the oat milk chill or the lemonade. It says the lemonade is vibrant, tangy, and caffeine-free.
And according to Lisa from Delhi, soapy. You know what?
It does say floral notes in the oat milk.
Now, listen, I don't like coffee, but I would try the lemonade to see the lavender lemonade just to see what it tastes like.
Well, let me order you one.
Order one. You can go get it.
Order now.
So, Lisa, you say it tasted like soap and just no thanks for you.
Yes, definitely. I would probably only do half the amount if you're going to try it.
It does say, okay, it's a grande lemonade with 3 scoops lavender powder for an extra dollar.
All right. Let's waste our money. What do you say, Lisa?
Well, let's make it 2 so I get one also.
Make mine a small, please.
It's a grand. They don't do small at Starbucks.
I know,
that's
but
not the lingo.
I don't talk that lingo. So, Lisa, thanks for the call. And when your mom said wash your mouth out with soap when you were little, you had no idea that's what she meant, right?
Right.
6:16.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's got to stop raining soon, man. What's up? Looking at it right now, it's just pouring here at B105. And the rain will continue today with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and 69. More rain and storms tonight, 48, and more rain and 55 tomorrow. Finally out of here by Saturday. Right now, a really heavy rain that I'm very surprised you can't hear coming through our microphones as it hits the roof here at B105 at 58. All right, so earlier, top of the hour, we were talking about on What's Buzzing, Starbucks succumbing to the pressure of TikTok with their spring menu and releasing now a lavender lemonade that everybody on TikTok was like, where's that? You got all these other lavender drinks and they're making their own on there. So Starbucks today said, all right, here you go. Lavender lemonade is now available here. And we have them in our hand right now.
We do. And they're so pretty.
They are very nice to look at. I thought my whole thing is I don't have any idea what lavender tastes like.
Yeah, it did say like floral notes, which I don't know. Do you want to taste flowers?
I think of lavender. I think maybe some deodorant for women or you know, potpourri or a candle or something like that. I don't, but the taste. So let's do it. Let's try this.
Okay.
Lavender lemonade here. On, you ready?
Ready.
Cheers. Thank you for getting these.
Does yours have Tito's in it too?
No. That's kind of weird. Kind of hits in the back of your throat a little bit.
That's what she said. Sorry. It's pretty good. It's refreshing. You don't
you think?
Imagine if you're just got done mowing your yard or whatever you do, work up a sweat, walk on your treadmill, and you grab one of these. I think it's refreshing.
Yeah, I think
your face is.
I'm reaching. It's too tart. I'm a little tart on that. It's not bad, but I'm not a big tart guy anyway. So
you better drink that sucker. It was like $4.
All right. Well, we'll continue to try. It's a hearty now on the big.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got Jody, a mother of 2 from Mount Orb, and she is a teacher at Mount Orb Middle School. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
So they haven't canceled classes today because of the rain?
No, but we've got plenty of it.
Yeah, we do. We got enough. Let's have that dad joke now.
Yes. All right. How can you tell spring flowers are friendly?
I don't know. How can you tell spring flowers are friendly?
They always have new buds.
That's cute.
That is a good one. Now, when you tell that to those middle schoolers, does it go over their head or do they get it?
No, I think they'll get it at this point. They think I'm famous because, like, this is the third time I've been with the dad joke thing.
You are famous.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So when you get to school today, everybody at Mount Orb Middle, hoist Jody up on their shoulders and parade her around like the celebrity she is.
Exactly.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning, we're welcoming Angel into the courtroom. It's about time we had some wholesome goodness in here named Angel.
And I was right last night, too.
Well, that's to be determined. Now, Angel, I have to understand that you and your husband are both transplants to here in Cincinnati. So where are you from?
I'm from New York.
So Monty is your husband. Where is he from?
He's from D.C.
All right. So you guys ended up together. And did you meet here or were you already together before you moved here?
No, we met back in Maryland where I went to college, where we both went to college.
Okay, that's cool. Nice. And you found your way here. I love that. I ask you these questions because it has something to do with the argument you're having with Monty right now. Go ahead and explain.
So when we go back, he has a brother that has, like, all his relatives, God bless them, are still alive. His parents, his brothers, and everything. So we go back, like, when we go back to D.C., they have a big, like, reunion barbecue and, you know, everybody has to pitch in and help. And we're only there for like 2.5 days, 3 days. And I'm supposed to help and pitch in and do everything and not see any of my friends from college or anywhere else because we're all there for like one reason. And I always do that. But when we go back to New York, because my parents are deceased and my parents are a lot older than me, I want to see friends. I want to see close friends I haven't seen for a while. Monty doesn't want to do that. He wants to take the time to like travel around New York and see sights and whatnot and not help me. And that's not fair. That's not fair. And he says it's okay because they're not my relatives. But that's not fair because I don't get to do that in D.C.
So when you guys go to D.C., you spend time helping set up this big barbecue they have?
Yeah, this huge thing that they do. It's great every year, you know, but since they have a big family and they're four brothers, and so all the brothers, all the wives jump in to help. You know, we spend all the time there. And then there's a big shindig. And then there's the day after cleanup. And then we fly out back to Cincinnati. And I just get to do that. It's not fair. So in New York, I want him to, you know, to spend some of that dedicated time to what I have to do to help people or see people. And he doesn't want to do that. He wants to go on his own and do his own thing. And that is not fair.
When you've asked him, you know, to kind of hang back in New York with you or kind of just meet you on your level there, what does he say?
He says, I don't really want to be with all those people. And my retort is that, you think I want to be with all your family?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just being respectful, you know, but I'm like, you know, he's like, but that's different. That's family and yours are friends, but they're my family now since I haven't had my family for like 12 years.
Right,
so
right.
They're my closest to my family.
I mean, and how would he feel too if you showed up at the barbecue in D.C. with his family and you're like, hey, I've planned a lunch and a happy hour and then I'm going to shop and I'll just come back for dinner.
Well, let's keep it a secret even though we're on the radio. This year when we're going, I already planned some stuff with my sorority sisters. Another friend is getting a divorce party. I'm going to do all those things and act like it was just impromptu.
What? A divorce party?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, you guys all just get together and dump on the ex?
Go out drinking and celebrate.
Yeah, you just go out and support the person, you know, who's going through the divorce.
Okay, so Angel, we're going to weigh between Angel and Monty here. Is it fair that when you go to his family's thing in D.C., you are there the whole time working, helping out, but when you go to New York to see your friends, he doesn't want anything to do with it and wants to go out and do his own thing?
Yes.
Okay.
My surrogate family, let's say.
All right. Well, let's go grab our first juror member here. Ashley, what do you say?
I don't think this is fair of him. You can't expect her to hang around the family the entire time and then go to New York with her friends. Doesn't matter. Those are her people. And go do your own thing. You need to respect her. I'm on your team.
Great. You're going to be on my team for the divorce party when I go do it on my own?
I'm all about it. Let's go.
Let's hope there's no RSVPs coming out for that one for you and Monty anytime soon. I can't side with Monty. I can't. I mean, this is selfish. And you know, it seems like he would want to be, most importantly, with you, his wife, when you go to New York.
Oh, he does. say that. He says we can do stuff together, but I don't want to go and get together with all those people, which is ridiculous.
Is it all women in New York, your friends? Is it all girls?
No.
Yeah,
no.
He's in the wrong. I don't care.
All right, Ashley gets my vote today, too, then.
That's right.
Well, we have determined, Angel, you were right last night, but let's see if anybody's going to come to Monty's defense here, 749-B105, and also through our app, okay?
All right, then. Thank you so much.
You got it. Best of luck with this.
I'm going to do it.
It looks like Tim Tobias is going to win the comments already through the app. He says, sounds like Angel is now seeing the full Monty. One hand washes the other.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We heard from Angel, who is a transplant to Cincinnati from New York City. Her husband, Monty, came here from Washington, D.C. So when they go to Washington, D.C. to a big family reunion barbecue every summer, Angel pretty much has to work and help out, and it's just 2 days of that. She never gets to do anything else besides that. But when they go to New York, her family has since passed away, and she wants to hang with friends. Monty's like, I'm not doing that. And we're like, and
That's not fair.
It's not fair at all. We're trying to see if anybody comes to Monty's defense this morning. Rhonda and Dry Ridge, you're a team Angel, and, well, what should she do about this?
I honestly think that she needs to sit down with him and discuss the situation, because, Big Dave, I think you're correct.
Wait, what? A woman just said I was correct. I need to know what I said, because I want to try to repeat this in the future.
Dad.
That you were on Team Angel's side. You gave the reason right, and your reason was correct.
Wow. Do I get a gold star today? That's good.
He's not used to hearing this. He's almost speechless.
Rhonda, yes. I mean, I don't know what to say here. I was right. Dave was right last night. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Cheryl in Bethel is also Team Angel. What would you do about the full Monty, as Tim called him?
I would tell him that he's got to hang out with me and my friends. It's not really fair doing stuff with his family and everything.
Yeah, Charlie coming through the B105 app puts it pretty good here. This is an all or nothing. Everybody sees everybody, or nobody sees nobody.
Period.
Wow, that's something. Thank you for the call, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Karen's weighed in on the B105 app and says, if you do that for him, then it's only right that he does the same for you. At least for a day or so, friends are your family. You are right. See how he likes it when you do it to him.
Right in your face, right back at you.
And I agree, friends are family. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, they're the family you get to pick.
Nicely put.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This past Tuesday's total solar eclipse. And I just, like a lot of people, felt it emotionally, you know, when it was happening. I think you even noticed that it made you feel small.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I'm just this little human, like a speck on the earth compared to, you know, the sun and the moon and the whole galaxy.
Well, it really puts you in your place in the universe.
It's kind a lot shows to you. Put me in my place, too.
Yeah. Well, a few years ago, we heard the term COVID babies being bandied about a lot.
Oh, yeah, because everybody was stuck at home.
Little baby boom. Well, now there's a new phrase, eclipse babies. And these were babies that were born during the eclipse this past Tuesday.
Oh, how cool is that?
And there's turning out to be a lot of them in one city, and that's Mount Vernon, Illinois, because they were in the path of totality. And the Good Samaritan Hospital there has just reported that while the eclipse was taking place during the whole time, because it started a few hours before. I mean, if you looked up at the sun with your glasses.
Yeah, around 1:30.
Yeah, you could see it was starting to creep on there a little bit. And so during that time, from start to finish of the eclipse there in Mount Vernon, Illinois, that Good Sam Hospital there had 8 babies born.
8?
8 eclipse babies, 5 little boys and 3 little girls.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, they were brought into this world. And it makes you wonder about the, you know, like that astrological stuff. I know you're really into that.
I am.
So these babies are born that you're supposed to have like a sun sign or something. What is it going to be? I don't know.
I feel like their life path will probably be pretty interesting.
Yes. Well, the hospital released a statement saying, you know what? We think they all have bright, shiny futures ahead of them.
Oh.
So they definitely do. So congratulations to the eclipse babies and the moms and dads that made it happen. 8 of them born, and they put up pictures of them all with little eclipse glasses next to them.
That is so cute.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. So thank you for the good vibes this morning, and you definitely have bright futures ahead.
B105.
More of the Big Dave podcast.
We need a Crock-Pot Thursday to get here.
Well, we had so many of the Crock-Pot Tuesdays brought to you by Kroger and all the Crock stars that submitted the winning recipes. One of the things that was prevalent during that whole thing was, are you guys going to put them all together in a recipe book? Oh, guess what?
We've got the recipe book, and it is digital.
It's very cool. It's downloadable. So what do they need to do to go over and check it out, Ashley?
Well, you can head to B105.com or our B105 Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get all 12 delicious Crockstar recipes if you just give us all of your information and your firstborn.
No, you don't need all. So you basically fill out and give us your email, and they're going to email you back the PDF that's got all of them. And it's got pictures in there of us enjoying it. And it was such a fun time. And I know you loved it because you love food. So
I do love food. I don't love much in life, but I do love food. The cowboy casserole was really popular. Mm-hmm. And then I, of course, love the desserts.
Oh, gosh.
That pineapple upside down cake.
Yes.
Which we didn't know how that was going to turn out in a crock pot.
And it turned out great.
It was fire.
It was fantastic. You can get the recipe on how to make that. Also, the provincial chicken was a big one that people loved because
my mouth is watering.
It had vegetables in it and chicken, and everybody's like, you got to eat your vegetables, kids. So it was a good one to make. And so many different
meatballs,
things.
Meatballs, hot dog sauce.
I mean, some of them are really simple. It was you took a bottle of barbecue sauce and a thing of grape jelly, squeezed it on top of some meatballs, and cooked them in the crock pot for a while, and they were phenomenal. So go over to B105.com or our Facebook page and sign up for it. You will get it. It's not like a drawing, only a few people. You will get it if you send in your information, and you can have that Crockstar recipe there.
You can get to cooking and maybe drop something off.
Oh, stop it.
I'm kidding. Enjoy it at your house.
Once
I'll make
again,
my own.
Thanks to Kroger for making Crock Pot Tuesdays such a rousing success around here. We can't wait to do it again next year. Maybe start it a little earlier, too.
The Big Dave Podcast.
B105, The Big Dave Show. It is Thursday, so that means last night was another big Queen of Hearts drawing that Ashley goes to every week. And you're still not prepared to tell us where this takes place.
Well, it is, you know, very popular. And I mean, the amount of money that you can win is seriously skyrocketing. So no, I can't share.
You don't want to because you don't want anybody else.
And like, the bar owner is probably like, damn it, there goes my free advertising. I can't say.
So you don't want to say that it's in Ripley.
Well, if you say that, it narrows it down.
I'm not going to, you know.
Have you ever even been to Ripley, Big Dave?
Of course, I've been everywhere here. I've been here almost 25 years.
You're going to have to come out to one of the Queen of Hearts? You would win it. I'd be so mad.
No, you wouldn't, because you know I'd give you some. You'd ask for some, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
All right, so you're there last night. So this Queen of Hearts drawing, every week somebody doesn't get the Queen of Hearts, it goes up. It's kind of like Jesse and Anna's 5 at 525. Every day there's no winner.
It rolls on to the next week.
All right. So what was the drawing last night?
Last night it was for $170,000.
Golly, Bill.
I know. And let's see. The number 30 was drawn.
So somebody had bought the number 30.
Yeah.
And
put a number 30 on their ticket.
Okay.
And the number 30 was the 9 of clubs. So, looking for the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so they draw your number. It's number 30, and then you get to pick which card they turn around.
I've explained this to you before.
Okay, so
all the cards are face down with a number on them.
Okay.
Okay, so the little raffle ticket got drawn with whoever's name on it. Let's just say Bill.
Okay.
Bill had already just randomly put number 30 on his raffle ticket.
I got you.
So they go over to the board of cards, find the 30, flip it over, face up, and it was the 9 of clubs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it now. Yeah, I did not understand how you got your number and everything, but now I get it. Because like I said, I grew up in Tennessee. We did not have gambling of any kind like this that was legal.
The Queen of Hearts is big around here. There's been big jackpots. I just actually found out that the bar that I'm going to, they've done this once before, and it got up to $240,000, I believe. I think that was it. And somebody won that money. So it's literally possible each week to maybe be the winner.
Okay, so far, though, they do drawings after it for smaller amounts of money. And
yeah,
you won one week.
I won $50 once.
Yeah.
Yes, and then they'll do $50 at 7:45 for a couple people, $100 at 8 o'clock, and $500 at 8:30. But you have to be present. And last night, they called my buddy's name for $100. He wasn't there.
Oh.
He was sending snaps cleaning his bathroom.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
And did you tell him immediately?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
He was mad.
I bet.
Yeah, $100.
Out of $100.
At him cleaning his bathroom.
So next week, it's going to be how much?
Well, it just depends how much money they bring in. So from last week, it was $159,000, and people are going and buying their tickets. So it jumped from $159 to $170 in 1 week.
Okay.
And we've kind of been seeing like a $10,000 increase each week.
I think as it gets bigger, the increase will get bigger too. All right.
Yeah. So still no winners. And maybe one day I'm going to come in here and just, I don't know. I would die.
If you win it, you won't come in here. That's the thing. You're gone.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And today from Fayetteville, Ohio, we got Sherry Rice. Sherry, how in the world are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, welcome to the B105 Country Club, girl.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited.
We're super excited to have you.
Thank you.
And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Sherry? We got to get to know our new members.
Yeah, I work for the Cincinnati MLS. I have 3 kids. I have 2 grandkids. And we just bought land and live in Fayetteville now. We're from Deer Park. And that's pretty much it. My husband's a Cincinnati police officer.
Oh, wonderful. Now, when you say Cincinnati MLS, are you talking about Major League Soccer?
No, I work for the multiple listing services.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I definitely thought Major League Soccer. Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's like real estate.
Yes.
Gotcha. And speaking of your husband, who's a police officer, one of your best B105 memories is when you won a Good Vibes contest and got Jersey Mike's for the whole department there. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was really awesome. So I signed him up because he worked a lot with the homeless and was always trying to help them and get them resources for jobs, housing, clothing, food. And so I sent that in because I was just super proud of him. And then he got the Good Vibes, and Jersey Mike's brought home tons of food for the whole district.
Amazing. That's a wonderful memory to have.
Yes, it was awesome.
Sherry, you sound like a great person to have in our B105 Country Club, and enjoy your big, special B105 Country Club jersey. And the only thing left to do is to get the next song on B105 playing just for you.
Yeah, what can we play for you?
I would like to hear Give Heaven Some Hell.
Oh,
by Hardy.
Yes.
That's a good one. Is there a reason you love that song?
It probably sounds kind of weird, but I lost my dog. And for some reason, that song just makes me think of him.
Yeah, he's up there having a good old time.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was his name?
Frank.
For Frank, who is in doggy heaven, raising all kinds of a ruckus, here is Hardy and Give Heaven Some Hell for you, Sherry Rice.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.